The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome on back to our itsy bitsy teensy weensy Saturday morning show. Part two of Denver's only, well, let me preface this. For all the defamation lawyers out there, I have not researched, I have not interviewed others. I've only looked around at the schedules of other radio stations. And so I think, Denver's only live and local Saturday morning lineup, where we take your calls all morning long at 303-696-1971, 696-1971. And man, oh man, with Jumpin' Jimmy and my good buddy Matt Crane in studio, I found out they were doing an interview with Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Institute. And I'm definitely going back to listen to that, because I am on phone calls with Hans. He's not on every call, but these weekly calls that we're doing on election integrity, others from the Heritage Foundation, great people like Cleta Mitchell, and just the list goes on and on. But I don't want to get sidetracked, because I've got a very important call to get to here in just 1 second. But I want to go back and listen to that, because, as you know, the Heritage Scorecard rated Colorado much, much lower than the proponents of Colorado's the gold standard for voting and for mail-in voting, and with some very good reasoning. And I get, and we talk about this on these weekly calls with Ken Blackburn and others, on how the scorecard can be improved. It's a fairly new beast. Well-conceived, brilliantly executed so far. I think Colorado, I didn't pull it up, but I think Colorado's at something like 37 on the list of 50 states, 50 plus D.C. And so, you know, there's a lot of work to do. And so I'll be very interested to hear that interview and hear Matt Crane's take on it. Matt has taken a lot of flack among constitutional conservatives and people who are really pressing to do literally put the headphones on as it was time to hit go. And I've been here for 15 minutes, but full-fledged audits after some elections to really get to the bottom of what's real and what isn't. But I always respond to critics of Matt Crane, just based on my own personal knowledge of him, my interactions with him over many, many, many years now, that the man's a Boy Scout. So if there's something he's wrong on and we can prove it, he'll be the first to admit it, get out in front of it. I believe that to be true. And maybe one of these days we can do a replay of the interview that apparently went on the last hour right here on Wake Up with Randy Corporan. Sounds like great programming from my friend Jimmy Sangenberger. And so before we get to this very important first call, I just want to remind you that the first Donald Trump rally of the year is today in, of all states, Arizona, the sort of focus on, and I wonder if Hans von Spakovsky talked about Arizona at all, and how, you know, after the audit, everybody came out and said, see, Biden won by more votes than originally thought. And so all of the questions about the battleground states and the shenanigans should be put to bed, when in fact the whole issue was the not just recounting the votes themselves, but actually determining what votes should be counted, what votes were legal, proper signatures, not multiples from the same household, not people voting in multiple counties. The list goes on and on and on. But Donald Trump is not backing away from the demand that we get to the bottom of it, whatever, wherever that bottom leads on election 2020. And here's his very short statement and then a very important phone call. 303-696-1971 if you want to get on board. Statement by Donald Trump, 45th President of the United States. Look forward to seeing everyone in Arizona. Many topics will be discussed, including the rigged presidential election of 2020. Shh, don't let, you know, old guard Republicans hear about that. rigged presidential election of 2020, the fake big lie, the corrupt lamestream media. I really like my line better, the corrupt coordinated Democrat-controlled media machine. It is a little long for a brief statement. The Afghanistan disaster, inflation, the sudden lack of respect for our nation and its leaders, and much more. Big crowds will also be covered on TV. See you Saturday evening. I know that Newsmax is covering it live. I'm sure that RSBN, the RSB network, will do the same. And I believe it starts at 5 o'clock Denver time, 7 o'clock Eastern. So if you're interested to see what Donald Trump is looking like, is he going to be dropping hints about a possible presidential run? Has he changed his stripes? Will he talk about vaccines and the great division between Donald Trump and so many of us who support Donald Trump on the efficacy and the long-term safety of these so-called vaccines? Wonder if he'll tiptoe into that fertile ground tonight. Should be fascinating. But without any further ado, with full lines already, let's get to some calls. And before we jump into hot topics today, like smart guns and, there's just such a list here. I don't even know where to start. But before we do that, good friend, dear friend, Laurel Eimer, running for Congress in CD7, has a problem that that she needs some help with. And we just can't think of, the listeners to 710 KNUS are so good at stepping up to the plate. And I know many folks are busy with the March for Life going on downtown today. Beautiful day for it. Cold, but man, the sky is blue and the sun is out. But there's also work to be done. And Laurel Eimer, please let us know, what do you need? What's going on? And welcome to Wake Up with Randy Corporan.
Hi, good morning, Randy. Thank you for taking my urgent call. As some of your listeners know, immediately following the Marshall Fire in Boulder County, my team stepped up to the plate to collect donations for the fire victims. And we collected thousands of items. And then immediately following that, my entire family got COVID and have been down sick. And we had not been able to get those items dispersed yet. I had made a plan to do that today, and my plan fell through. And I have thousands of items, very heavy items, cases of water, cases of food, probably 75 bags of dog and cat food that need to be transported today. They must be out of this space because, unfortunately, they're stored in my church, and we had a death, and we need the space for a funeral. And I have to get the items moved today. And I need help. I need able-bodied people who can carry heavy items upstairs with vehicles that can help me transport from Lakewood, Colorado to Louisville. It has to happen today.
What's your timeline of this funeral? Is today?
The funeral is going to be Tuesday, and unfortunately, we have church tomorrow, and then people work on Monday, right?
Sure.
So unfortunately, and I had a plan, and everyone backed out. And I know, like you said, everyone is busy, and a lot of people have the Wuhan Chinese, bioweapon virus.
The Flurona. Flurona.
If there are healthy people who are available to help, even just for a couple of hours, if they could help get one load in a car and get it up, anything would be helpful. It was a plan that just fell apart, and I'm desperate.
I just always have to make this comment when anybody talks about the prevalence of Flurona right now, and then we'll get back to how we connect people to you. But in my, fairly vast circle of friends and business associates and colleagues in the legal profession and in politics and all the people who have gotten sick over the last few weeks, including, my family and people in my law firm, some of the sickest people that I know about, people who are just suffering some of the worst symptoms, are people who are fully vaccinated and boosted. So it's just so important for people to remember that, because we have the lie that this is a pandemic now of the unvaccinated. And
within my family, we had a mix, about half vaccinated and half quote unquote natural immunity. Two of my vaccinated brothers ended up severely sick, one hospitalized, and the other is unvaccinated and hospitalized. But there's no picking and choosing. I believe it is simply the virus and how it reacts with your body. And, I know that most of the people that I know of are in the hospital that are vaccinated. And as a matter of fact, This is a story I want to share. When I checked my brother into the emergency room at the hospital here locally, right around the corner from my house in Golden, the receptionist, the nurse at the desk at the ER, asked if my brother was vaccinated. And he is. He said, yes, I am, with Pfizer. And she said, quote, well, how'd that work out for you?
Wow.
She says, it doesn't work. It's a crock of crap. Wow. That's what she said to me.
Yeah.
And I thought, these people know, right? They know. And they are forced into this system, and it's severely unfortunate. And their hands are tied.
And Laurel,
their hands are tied by a tyrannical government. Disgusting.
We're just talking anecdotally here. I don't have any studies in front of me, although I've read plenty of statistics, heck, right on the CDC information about this sort of thing. And the head of the CDC recently came out and said 75% of the people who have died from any of the now multiple variations of the CCP virus had at least four comorbidities. And that has held true in my experience, in my life. I know old people who have just stayed home and dealt with this, but they're healthy people. They're people who've maintained themselves, people with diabetes or heart disease or other combinations, you know, severely obese or just any of those things. Are the vast majority of folks who are winding up in the hospital. So
that's exactly right.
I know we've got them. Go ahead.
Well, and it's that way with any disease. I mean, we can claim that this is just a COVID situation, but let's be honest, anyone with these situations is going to be prone to being more ill with anything that they get. You know, this is not just a COVID situation. They're just using it to manipulate the minds and the hearts of American citizens with that you know, issue. And it's unfortunate. And what I've been dealing with, trying to get access to the hospital, let me tell you what, that is a disaster. And this is America. And we should have freedom of choice in our healthcare. We should be allowed to be with our families in the hospital. We are restricted. They will not return our calls. They will not answer our questions. We are not allowed in the building. It is like dealing with a third world country and like being in a prison. And I know there are hundreds of thousands of American citizens that are facing this, and they don't have the resource network that I do. And some of them are not as forceful as I am. And it is severely unfortunate, and it must change.
Laurel, I had no idea we'd be talking about this, but just so many things pop into mind with what you said. I'm representing multiple medical professionals who've been attacked by DORA for speaking out against the long-term dangers of the so-called vaccines, for speaking out about the efficacy of things like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which are still extremely difficult for many people to get. Although I know someone who actually got a prescription for ivermectin filled at Walgreens the other day. These lawsuits are taking effect. I am pushing these companies back into serving the public instead of serving the ideology of the current regime, illegitimate regime that's in charge of the country right now.
Right. Well, I asked the hospital directly. I asked, when I finally got the doctor on the phone after a 24-hour fight, I asked directly for ivermectin treatment. I said, I was just brutal with the doctor, and he was actually very nice and very understanding. And it was clear that he was on our side, but his hands were completely tied.
Yes.
And he said that he knew my call was coming because he had been forewarned. And he went to the director of medical treatment at the hospital before my call and asked him point blank if he could administer ivermectin. He was told absolutely not, that was not an approved FDA protocol and that hospital would not administer it. And when I asked the doctor, he said, I cannot. He goes, you are a free American to choose. He goes, but I am not free.
Yeah.
I do not own this hospital and my hands are tied.
And Laurel, we have
taken an oath to help.
Laurel, we have had, I know. And we need their courage to stand up and say, sorry, enough is enough. But, you know.
Right.
These are folks who are doing tremendous good within their own practices. They don't want to lose that. They have very comfortable lives, you know, a good income and all of those things. But America's on the brink here, and this is just one of the many, many issues. And so I'm not encouraging, physicians to throw everything you've worked hard for, your careers, down the toilet. But man, oh man, at least push back with whatever influence you have. And The last thing I want to say, we already have text messages coming in from people who say they can help you. So let's get back to that in a minute.
Fantastic.
We've had several people who've come to our law firm trying to get their loved ones out of hospitals. They were rushed in there on an emergency basis. The only treatment is the standard protocol that leads to intubation on a machine and eventually, in almost every case, death.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's a very difficult process. We've gotten better at it, but we've lost patients in the process. First, you have to find doctors who will take over care. Then you have to find a facility that will accept them. And then sometimes you have to get a court order in order to get them out. So if people are dealing with that, they need to come to, you know, if they need legal help, they need to go someplace right away. Don't wait until it's too late, because if it takes 4 or 5 days to move somebody, the 3 days may be too much. So,
and I cannot recommend enough for American families of any age, any stature, regardless of what you think you need in your life, you must have a signed medical power of attorney in your hand to treat your loved ones. Even though it is still difficult with that piece, with that document, as I found, they still are not honoring that, but it's a start. And if you don't have it and you're going backwards trying to get it, you don't have time to waste.
Yeah. Well, we've opened up what may turn into an entire 3 hours of talk radio, and wasn't
I'm sure.
nothing to do with what you had called in about. So, with texters call writing the show, other friends, I had a great friend who stepped up when we needed to move a bunch of things very quickly. Maybe that person will be listening and can hear. I'll reach out to him later and see. Repeat now for people who may just be tuning in exactly what you need from where to where and then how they can reach you.
Okay. So I need urgent help today to move thousands of donated items, heavy cases of water, cases of food, hundreds of bags of dog food, clothes, baby strollers, cribs, to victims of the fire up in Louisville. They will be moving from Lakewood, Colorado up to Louisville today. It has to be accomplished today because I need the space, unfortunately, urgently. My plan fell through. So the church is Faith Baptist Church of Lakewood. The address is 2000 Quail Drive in Lakewood. And they can reach directly out to me, 720-285-5018. Also Facebook, at my Laurel Eimer for Congress page, and we have a Jeffco Friends of Fire Relief page. You can find the information there as well. I appreciate anybody and everybody who can help me. I really, really do. I try to handle things on my own, but this was out of my control, and I need the help.
What about a U-Haul or something? Get a pod even to...
If I had to, we have to have this stuff out. We've had, unfortunately, the pastor of the church that was the pastor of this church for 54 years passed away yesterday. His funeral will be at this church, and there will be hundreds of people, and I need every inch of the space.
Got it.
And I'm just forced into a decision. And because I had COVID, this got delayed by 2 weeks anyway, or I wouldn't be in this urgent situation. So it is what it is. But I need all hands on deck to help, and I appreciate anyone who's able.
I wrote down the address. It's Faith Baptist Church.
Yes, Baptist Church.
All right, Laurel. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck. And
thank
I'll
all
try
right.
and mention this a couple of times during the show. God bless and take good
thank
care.
Thank you, Randy.
You better believe
all right,
it. All right, Laurel's is the only open line we've got. We've got time for one more. Let's check in with, can't read the name, caller in Lakewood. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Randy. My name is Don.
Hey, Don.
How are you doing today?
I am doing terrific. What do you got for us?
Well, I haven't talked to you in a long time, and I don't really listen much to a whole lot of talk radio, kind of at that phase. However, I'm really, really almost angry about your 5 a.m. guy, the way he continues to perpetrate the big lie, as he calls it.
Do you ever call in to that show?
He knows me.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the issue.
Anyway, here the issue is, when you're spreading out with a forum like you guys have, which, you know, is wonderful for you, you can have a lot of different opinions, and I'm very open-minded. Conservative was a Trump supporter the second he got on that escalator, you know, which is definitely contrary to what you did and put out, because I've been following you for years and the rest of this. I'm glad to see you're still in the camp. That speaks volumes to me. When they want to put out about how this election wasn't rigged and it was all a big lie, including January 6th, I don't know how they can have such blinders on. Trump got 4 years of nothing, nothing but election rigging because the media, the lack of honest reporting. 4 years that man got attacked. And, oh, he wouldn't be ticked off. And even on January 6th, he was calling Pelosi, wanting to give her, asking her for National Guard, something he couldn't order. And whoever the, I forget the gal's name who runs the Capitol Police there, I think is what, how that works. But to sit here and try to hoodwink people and act as if you're so pompous that you know when this is all a big lie and we're all a bunch of whack job morons, it's really rather disappointing.
Well, I agree, and of course the plenty of open lines. Plenty of open lines on other shows, so I'd go get them, and I really do appreciate the call, Don. I am proud of Donald Trump for whatever.
I'm supportive of you on this 100%. Is what I'm trying to tell you.
All right, appreciate
and
it so
I'm
much.
I'm a hard person to be like that.
Well, come back on around and call in more often. You know,
I made it a point to listen to you today. That's how ticked off I got earlier this week when I tuned in for my 15 minutes last week.
Appreciate it, sir.
I'm just tired of the big lie. You know, open your eyes, people. Don't you see what the rock's cooking out there? You know.
Well, I imagine, like me, you enjoyed Donald Trump's announcement of his rally. He's not backing down at all. And there's some inklings that Wisconsin may be the first state to decertify the 2020 election. People who think that those investigations and all of that is just over and done with simply aren't paying attention, which is okay with me. You know, we can just kind of sneak in the back door. And regardless if we ever get to the bottom of 2020 or somehow they prove that we were wrong, what I love about what's happening is in multiple states around the country, and the conversation is alive and well even here in Colorado, we are challenging weak election laws, weak election integrity laws, and they're being changed. And the Democrats are going crazy, filing lawsuits everywhere. Democrat, you know, Secretary of State Janet Griswold, she withdrew Colorado from the agreement that we had made with other states that was designed to catch voters illegally voting in two states. What does that tell you about Democrats and what's up their sleeve? So, Don, great call, and I hope we can make a listener of you again.
I think I'll sum it up real quick.
Okay.
My best friend and a gal I live with is from China. Uh-huh. She grew up under Chairman Mao time. She's a U.S. citizen. She's been in the mainland for 3 years. Before that, she worked in some territories from about 2000. So this morning she asked me, what is going wrong with the United States? And I summed it up. Two words. Joe Biden.
Good stuff, Don.
I won't tell you what her response was, but
we do have rules.
You keep up the good work you're doing.
We do have FCC rules here, Don. I appreciate your caution.
Well, I'll always be cautious.
God bless you.
I mean,
thank you, Don.
I'm an idiot.
All right.
Sort of.
Take good care. All right. Don's line is open. 303-696-1971. 696-1971. We do have to get to our very first break. We'll do that now. Come right back to your phone calls. And I've got a very interesting article. And I don't usually do this. I don't think it's great radio to read what other people say. But this is just fascinating. It is and it's in Newsweek, you know, mainstream journal, often trends quite left in the editorial and news reporting spin that you see. But a very interesting article, a guy named Pedro Gonzalez. Know nothing about him other than he's the associate editor at a publication called Chronicles, a magazine of American culture. Looks like a very young guy from the picture. Obviously a Hispanic, the myth of January 6th. We're going to pull some very important facts and factors out of that article before this hour is over. So I hope you'll stay with us. 303-696-1971 is the number. Wake up with Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS. I got to get Eddie Money out of the bumper music. It always reminds me that day long ago at a bar in Wisconsin. I'm there with my girlfriend, cute little thing, Eddie Money up there. We didn't know Eddie Money was in there. I don't even remember if I knew who Eddie Money was at that time. But in this bar, they had this attic stage, this attic floor, this big wide open tall roof. And so what would have been an attic instead was turned into a stage and a floor. And there's this guy up there, big tall guy, just banging it out. It turned out that his name was Eddie Money, and it was good. It was really good. And my girlfriend was into him. And man, oh man, when he came down for a break, it was very quite obvious that he was into her as well. So that was a, let me just put it this way. We did leave together. We did stay together a long time, moved to Colorado together. But yeah, I was not a fan of that brief interlude. And it was a long, quiet drive home, as I recall. But yeah, memories fade over time. Anyway, it's 930-303-696-1971. 696-1971 is the number. So many things I want to get to with you today. The smart guns. What do you think about smart guns? Guns that are designed to only be fired by the appropriate, registered, certified, verified, licensed user. And so I guess what the technology does is it reads, a fingerprint? Kind of like getting into your gun safe now. Or the gun storage right at the side of your bed. If you have one. And so many people are concerned, though, about the ability now of government regulation to pour in. And it's a very new topic. I haven't dug into it very well, but a lot of pro-Second Amendment listeners to wake up with Randy Corcoran. If you've got thoughts about the smart guns, you are most welcome to try and get in this morning at 303-696-1971. If you're just joining the show, Laurel Eimer called in, congressional candidate for CD7. She has a desperate need, loaded up thousands of items to donate to the people who have suffered from the big fires. And all of the goods are in the church in Lakewood, Faith Baptist Church at 2000 Quail Drive. And because of Fluorona and a host of other issues, the recent death of the pastor of that church, all of a sudden that stuff needs to be moved and moved quickly. And she's looking for help. So if there's any way you can help, please, through 710KNUS.com or on the 710KNUS smartphone app, text to the studio your availability. Reach out to me some way or another, and I will try and connect you. I will connect you with her. You can find her on Facebook as well, Laurel Eimer's for Congress page, or the Jeffco Friends of Fire Relief pages on Facebook, looking for help to move items and to move items today. And Laurel Eimer's cell phone number, I'll repeat it twice, so if you don't have a pen or a pencil, see if you can grab one. Her direct contact is 720-285-5018. We've already had listeners reach out and say, I can help with that. So we will keep our fingers crossed that she gets the help that she needs today. I've got a minor emergency I've got to deal with after the radio show. And then really looking forward, I'm hoping I can get this this issue worked out, because I'm scheduled today to have a dinner celebration with some dear friends from the neighborhood. You know, those lifelong friends, like one of them is the first memory I have of another human being, literally, his brother. And one of our first interactions was when he threw a rock at my head and made me bleed and run home crying at 3 or 4 years old. Those kinds of friendships that last through everything, political differences, financial differences, fistfights, or whatever. And we're gathering to celebrate a couple of birthdays that fall very near to each other, hopefully at 4 o'clock. That's when the gathering is. Man, oh, man, I hope I can get over there. Isn't it important right now in this era of just disaster and terror and so many people afraid to live and breathe and walk outside in the fresh air and the sun without a face covering, and just families coming apart and businesses coming apart over all of these. And listen, CCP virus, as political as it gets, these political issues. And so, man, if you've got some longtime friends, you should cherish those folks, hang on to them, and really disregard anybody who allows any of these differences over election integrity or masks and so-called vaccines to come between those friendships. Those people are identifying themselves for who they are. And so, you know, it's a good opportunity to sort of shed your life of people like that. Coming up at, gosh, I think it's 11 o'clock. I'm going to have to verify that. I'll figure that out on the break. At 11 o'clock, the one and only Monica Crowley. Just love Monica Crowley. She is, I met her at a LPR event at the Broadmoor, got to walk her out after her speaking. And so, you know, got to have some private, I just coincidentally ran into her, but we got into a conversation as we walked out, and very, very impressed. She's regularly contributing to Fox News. She was appointed to the Treasury Department in the Trump administration. And we will talk about the insanity going on as a result of the putative President Joe Biden's economic policies. I mean, even Biden is beginning to understand. Biden doesn't understand anything. He doesn't understand what he reads on the teleprompter. He doesn't understand how to put one foot in front of the other to go up the stairs into Air Force One. This man is so far past his shelf life that it's an embarrassment every time they wind him up and put him in front of a camera. But his vice president, who doesn't have much more in the way of brain power, at least has her, you know, her skills. She's as good as she will ever be. She's not on the decline yet. And listen to how this is a rabbit hole, but I just saw this clip up on my board that we did this morning. Thank you very much, Leroy. This is a rabbit hole because we were talking about the CCP virus at length before. This is Kamala Harris talking to NBC Today about all of the tremendous efforts and success of the Biden administration in dealing with this COVID disaster.
At what point does the administration say, you know what, this strategy isn't working, we're going to change strategies? Six former administration officials last week wrote that open letter urging the administration to change course, to change strategy. Is it time?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
Oh, I feel so much better to know that these people are in charge. And in case your eyes just rolled up into the back of your head, or you drove off the road into a ditch because your brain couldn't wrap your mind, your brain couldn't just wrap itself around what she actually said, let me just repeat it for you slowly and carefully. This was your so-called vice president, Kamala Harris. It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day, it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down. That was a live TV interview on NBC's Today Show this week, and that's all they got. That is all they got. Biden has walked away from saying, you know, my administration's going to take care of this virus, to saying now the federal government doesn't have a role in this virus. Well, except unless I issue an executive order to OSHA to mandate that employers of over 100 or more people force their workers to either get vaxxed or tested every single week with these tests that have a little dab of poison in them as well. I just intolerable. And thank God for the U.S. Supreme Court for getting it half right this week on issuing the stay against the employer mandate. They let the medical mandate go forward for healthcare providers. And that's another, just a twisting of the proper role of government. Because for the vast majority of, well, I should be careful about that. I don't know if it's a vast majority, but for so many of these medical providers all around the country, in rural areas, in big cities, little cities, non-cities, just businesses around the country, the only reason that they're subject to these federal guidelines and these federal mandates is because they're forced by the federal government to accept payment from the federal government for Medicare and Medicaid patients. And so by forcing these businesses to accept this money, they now force them to comply with the regulations that the federal government wants to put down on them. So what a disappointment for Chief Justice Roberts, who's always a disappointment, and Brett Kavanaugh, who continues to grow as a disappointment, to come down on the side of this being okay. And listen, I guess I understand as a lawyer, step back, put my lawyer hat on. The Supreme Court can only look at the case that's in front of it. And the case that was in front of it is reflective of the system that we're in the middle of right now. So, you know, maybe that's how Kavanaugh justifies siding with all of the liberals and the often liberal Chief Justice on that particular ruling. But, man, it's just very, very frustrating because you hear all the decriers of the Supreme Court's decision on the employer mandate, which is just a temporary decision. It's a temporary injunction because they believe, in looking at the case as it sits, that the people who brought the effort to stop that those mandates will prevail when they have their full-blown hearing. And the people who decry that decry it because it's bad policy. It's dangerous. We need to get everybody vaxxed. That's how we get COVID under control. It's not a policy decision. The Supreme Court has gotten way too used to weighing in on policy. And the one thing I hope and pray that we see from Amy Coney Barrett and even Brett Kavanaugh, the putative disappointment so far, and Neil Gorsuch, the appointees of Donald Trump, is that they continue to slowly and surely drag the Supreme Court kicking and screaming away from policy and back to actually looking at what is constitutional. That's their only role, and they've been doing it so poorly of late. All right, we do have to take another break, and when we come back, very excited, just happened to be home early, getting ready. Big trial this week that we concluded yesterday with a tremendous victory. Hope to get a chance to talk a minute about that. Brought a little girl back home to her mother. Not so little, I guess. Teenage girl home to her mother. But just good people fighting for the right thing that had been sucked in to some court rulings that may be justifiable from the court's perspective, but seemed to me to be quite a bit of a stretch based on what I subsequently learned about the case once I got involved, but just exhausted at the end of that and this morning trying to get out of bed, but elated when you have a victory like that. These family law cases can be just so draining on the heartstrings if you happen to care about your clients, which I do, but that was an awful lot of fun. Anyway, I was home getting ready to get into the office early, and Tamra Farah was on Newsmax, and that name may ring a bell. She's married to Barry Farah, former Colorado gubernatorial candidate, a very successful business owner, podcaster, activist. Had him on our show many, many times over many, many years across two different radio stations. And his wife is equally engaged, and she's the executive director of MomForce, which is the Moms for America Education and School Board Initiative, doing amazing work. They had a luncheon at Mar-a-Lago, and we're going to talk to her about everything that's going on and how you can get involved to continue to turn these school boards and these ridiculously dangerous school curriculums around and turn them around fast. She will join us next right here on 710 KNUS. Really, got to put that song up on my website, corporanlaw.com. Don't you think? And you know me, I am the biggest supporter of good law enforcement there is in Colorado. Stood on stages that have been attacked by Antifa in support of Denver police and other police, and planning to sue the Denver Police Department over that particular debacle. And just been so sidetracked with all the COVID and business shutdown and other litigation that has come up over the last year and a half. But I just love the fact that we can speak truth to power here on 710 KNUS, and it doesn't matter what anybody else says or does. We have our little slice of heaven here from 9 to noon, and it's so good to have you along. There is nothing and we will get back to the phone calls, 303-696-1971. Monica Crowley at the top of the hour. We'll only talk to her for 10 or 12 minutes, so most of that 10 o'clock hour will be devoted to you. But I love when I'm just sitting at home or driving in my car and I hear on a national show, or I pop on the TV and I see a local Colorado activist making a massive, massive difference. And, you know, Deb Flora, former 710 KNUS radio host, now running for U.S. Senate, comes to mind when she gave that wonderful powerhouse, now viral speech to the Douglas County School Board and sort of launched one of her initiatives. And so earlier this week, I was getting ready to go into the office, get ready for this big trial yesterday that we won. And up pops Tamara Farah onto my TV screen on a Newsmax show. And so I obviously stopped what I was doing, turned up the sound, had to listen, and was so very impressed by what's going on with yet another Colorado super activist that I wanted to bring her on the show. And Tamara joins us now. Good morning, ma'am.
Hey, it's so good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It is my great pleasure to have you. And I always have to, I've had Barry on many times. I've had you on a few times. And I always have to ask, because I'm so bad with names, is it Farah or Farah?
It's Farah.
Farah. See, I didn't get
like
it right.
Like Farah Fawcett.
Now, see,
Farah Fawcett.
That's how I remember things. I stick them to something like that, a little
yes,
meme, a little connection. So that's wonderful.
I need that too.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sort of embarrassed that being the Republican National Committee man, a Tea Party activist, a radio show, I did not know that you were involved with Mom Force, which is sort of a subsidiary or one of the arms of Moms for America. So I'm glad we get a chance to expose you to our audience, let people know what's going on.
Oh, thanks, Randy. Yeah, so I joined Moms for America last year and helped them launch this initiative for, you know, educational choice and school boards. And we've just been fighting the good fight and coming alongside moms all over the country. I mean, we haven't, you know, we've connected to a network of about 10,000 moms in Montana, thousands of moms in Florida, the moms in Virginia and Loudoun County, Fairfax County, and just Michigan, all over the country. And our passion is with Mom Force is to, again, network these moms, then also resource them. We have tremendous resources at momforce21.com for everything from, you know, engaging with the school board to running for school board, to taking your kids out of school and finding all the options related to that, such as, you know, what it's a really big trend right now for these micro schools and pods, because families are just wanting to get their kids out of these horrible government schools. And I can get into probably telling your audience even more than they've heard before on what's actually being taught in schools.
And I just love how Donald Trump is using the resources, the connections, the power he has as the presumptive leader of the Republican Party still to further wonderful organizations like this. You guys had a luncheon at Mar-a-Lago, I know, a few weeks ago, and the influence that Mom Force and Moms for America had on, for instance, the Virginia election is just it's almost indescribable how important it was to have the tens of thousands of additional activists on the ground for that Virginia election. And that's not even the target or the purpose of what you guys are doing, because you are focused like lasers on these horrific policies, these education policies in public school right now. So
right. And we are a C3, so we don't do electioneering, but we know about these moms in Virginia that did really engage. You know, that wasn't through Mom Force, but really did engage and made a huge difference, as we know, in that election in Virginia. I mean, that was just an incredible boost. And now we've got, you know, 36 at least Democrats leaving their House seats, including Representative Perlmutter. So, you know, I think the moms are a force, and Mama Bear's been poked. And I feel that moms at this in this hour are really impacting the nation like never before.
You sent me some information about Moms for America, and I've done a little studying on this before with other guests that I've had. Founded in 2004 by Kimberly Fletcher, over 500,000 moms have engaged with the organization. Has there been a tremendous uptick in that number? Has that number swelled to the number that you have now significantly over the last year or two as people have begun to understand what's going on in our public schools?
Yes, that number is swelling, you know, in terms of what we're doing and in terms of all these other incredible organizations that we consider coalition partners as well. Leadership Institute, Freedom Works with Laura Zork. There's just tremendous efforts, and I have made sure that we are in a collaborative relationship with a lot of these other national organizations. You know, often on the right, we compete with each other instead of complement. And we're really building that complement among these organizations because there's a lot of work to get done. There's 14,000 school boards across this country. Of course, some are in Democrat strongholds. We wouldn't probably prioritize those. But we've really got to just keep pushing back against these agendas that are going on in the school. One of the things you probably heard me talk about was, you know, critical race theory and just this constant barrage from the left that they are not teaching this in schools, K through 12. And it's just not true. You know, you'll hear people say, well, no, we don't teach that theory in K through 12. We just that's taught in college. But they have taken the tenets of that theory, and it's a very, I would say, false theory, and I think several scholars believe it's false. But they're teaching it as fact, and it's basically categorizing kids by the color of their skin. It is actually promoting racism. So if you're white, you're an oppressor. If you are any other color, you are the oppressed based on your skin color alone. And there's no way out. There is no redemption for you. But there are rules you can follow. So it's very rules-based. So when you see lists of microaggressions, you know, we've seen them from some of these courses that are being taught in districts now to employees because, you know, they want this culture top to bottom from employees all the way down to, you know, second graders. But basically, for example, a microaggression that we were up in, you know, fighting and calling attention to up in Michigan last week, and we held a press event up there. One of these microaggressions is that you can't call America the land of opportunity. That's racist. You can't ask somebody what country they were born in. You can't ask somebody what they are, you know, related to gender. So yeah. These are all no-nos.
Well, the gender thing is just the tip of the iceberg on the literally pornographic education and sexualization of kids as young as kindergarten and first grade. So it's so very important. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Tamara Farah, who is the executive director of MomForce, the Moms for America Education and School Board Initiative, and two websites people need to be very familiar with. And by the way, you don't have to be a mom to participate and help. A grandma, a grandpa, a dad, a concerned citizen can do so very much. And so one website is MomForce21.com, MomForce21.com. And then the main website, the umbrella, is MomsForAmerica.us, MomsForAmerica.us. And I'm guessing that there's a link to MomForce there at the main site as well?
Yes. Yes, okay. You can click through to it just right there from the homepage.
Very good. We've only got about a minute left, Tamara. What do you need from folks right now? What would you like to see happening? And I hope you'll keep me posted so we can get you back on for updates as well.
Right. We would love to help any moms out there. There's a lot of moms in Colorado that I know and that I've talked with. There's great support in Colorado for, you know, school board members, et cetera. We have started an alternative to the National School Board Association. That's another thing that'll be on our website soon.
Wow.
And so we just want to assist moms, mentor moms, reach out to us. We are very personal and hands-on and, you know, relationship oriented. We come along and we support. I also really want to encourage you, keep fighting back against this agenda in schools, but seriously consider taking your children out of public school. It is so damaging. You know, the pornographic sex ed, the new math where there's more than one answer, the false history. Kids are not being taught the classical, you know, approach to education where you're reading, learning to read, write, do math, and, you know, have accurate history. It's very damaging. And then, of course, the gender manipulation, constantly being hounded by teachers about what your pronouns are, and it's impacting these kids, and it's power of suggestion. So,
and Tamara, we have to leave it there. I'm so sorry
absolutely.
To interrupt,
thanks,
but
Randy. No worries.
It's MomsForAmerica.us, and let me know when that alternative to the board, the National School Board Association, is up. We'll get you back on and talk about that right away.
Sounds great. Thank you, Randy.
All
have
right.
a great day.
Thank you so much, Tamara Farah. All right, we are late on the break. We'll get right to it here on 710 KNUS. When we come back, Monica Crowley joins the show.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.